possible. I don't know how far we'll get in this. I'd like for you to turn in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. We'll start with verse 1. God helps me here today. I want to deal with, what kind of faith do you have? What kind of faith do you have?
Blessed be God.
Luke 18 and 1. And he, Jesus, spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now that's saying a mouthful. That ought is a very strong word in the Greek. It means men must always to pray and not to faint. Don't give up. Keep praying. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her what? Her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them?
Yes, he does.
I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? You may be seated.
Praise be to God.
Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Stay with me a little while. I want to dig to teach this. I'm afraid this church world is not ready for Jesus to come. In general, the church world is not ready.
Sure, amen.
Jesus looked into our day, and how many knows he can look through the telescope of time and he sees the end from the beginning from the end. God knows all things.
Amen.
He knows every heart. He knows every direction of man. He knows every nation and where it's headed to.
Yes.
Jesus looked into our day, no doubt, and I know that he did, and he saw all the troubles, all the trials, all the turmoils, all the problems and the burdens.
Man, come on.
And he said, will I find faith when I return for my children to take them back home
bless
to heaven
Lord
with me?
Come on, man.
Will my church be lively and ready?
Bless him, Lord.
Holy God. Will my church be lively? Will they be ready?
Come on.
Will they have the wedding garment on?
Bless him, Lord.
Will they have the joy of the Lord?
Come on, brother.
Will they have a desire in their heart?
Hallelujah.
Will they have a fire burning inside?
Yeah.
Will they have a desire
bless
for me
Lord
when I come again?
Amen.
Will they be praying? Will they be looking and longing for me to come? I'll tell you one thing. You can lose a lot of things in life, but if you ever lose your desire, you're down and out. Oh, God, don't let me lose the fire. Don't let me lose the desire. Lord, let it burn in my heart. Why is it that you came to the house of God today? You came to see something. Yes, you did, or you wouldn't be here. You came to feel something. You came to see the Lord move. You came to feel his divine presence. That means more than anything. anything in the world. You could have stayed at home. You could have stayed there doing other things. But it was in your heart. It was an obligation, yes. You knew you ought to be in the house of the Lord. But still yet, every one of us has got a need in our life and a need in our soul. And every one of us need the Lord's touch. There's some sitting here today, you need a touch in your body. Oh, Lord, you're carrying afflictions. You're going through a trial. And the devil's a woman you and a weary in you. Hallelujah. You're weak in your faith. But you come saying, Lord, maybe today I'll get my strength. Maybe today I'll get my blessing, Lord. And I'll get what I need. I need more than what I got right now. Lord, I need your strength from on high. Raise your little hand. Lord, I need something to sustain me down in my heart and lift me up in my soul. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. I don't want to lose my vision. Hey Lord, you came for a touch today. You came for the Lord to touch you today. Yes, you need help. I see it and I feel it and I know it. Down in your life, you need help today.
Amen. Come on, brother. God bless him, Lord.
Oh God. I feel him, children. I feel him walking in our midst.
Amen.
What kind of faith do you have?
Bless him, Lord.
Do you still believe?
Yes.
Sure. Bless him.
Like you did years ago.
Bless him.
And months ago. Does it still move you?
Come on, brother.
Does the Spirit still flow?
Come on, brother.
Do you feel heaven's magnet? A pulling on your soul? Do you feel the sweet Holy Ghost today? Pulling on the heartstrings, pulling you to close to Him, pulling you to draw you closer to Him. Pull me, Lord. Come on, tell the Lord, pull me, Jesus. Draw me, Lord, closer to you. If I ever needed you, Lord, I need you right now. There's something in my life I need, and I've been caught to pull. Hallelujah.
Blessed be God.
Our God and His Son Jesus speaks to us all through our Bible. He speaks of people with little faith. Just little faith.
Bless Him, Lord.
He speaks of people with strong faith. Abraham was strong in faith.
Bless Him, Lord.
He believed God's promise and he lodged out on it when God told him to leave Ur of the Chaldees in Mesopotamia, 50 miles south of ancient Babylon in Iraq. God looked down into a nation that was eat up with idols and they worshiped false gods. Abraham is the very first Jew. He became the father of faith and the father of a multitude when the Lord appeared to him in a vision and said, Abraham, leave your country, leave your family, and go unto a land that I will show you. And after with your seed shall inherit the promised land. What did Abraham? He did not question God. Listen, 1,000-mile journey. Hell, it was 600 miles from Ur all the way over to Haran and another 400 miles down into Canaan. 17 stops he made along the way. Can you imagine Father Abraham? He told Sarah. He told Lot, his nephew. He told our herdsmen. He said, God just came down and he spoke to me. I got to get out of this idolatry. I got to get out of this ungodly age and the nation that I'm living in. God told me to go unto a land, oh Lord, a land of Canaan, a land of promise. I've never seen it. Oh Lord, how many months did it take him? He said, Sarah, load up the wagons, Lord, get everything together. We're leaving.
believing. I'm telling you, he could have turned back. It took them months and months to make it down to the Canaan land. He said, but I tell you, he said, I endured because I look for a city that has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. I started out a long time ago, and I'm going to go all the way. I'm telling you, can you say here today, I've never seen heaven. I've read about it in the Word of God. I've read about it in Revelation, and I know it's real. I got loved ones over there, and the angels are rejoicing over there. I'm telling you, the redeemed over there are singing. I'm telling you, I started out a long time ago. I loaded up my wagons, and I sold out lock, stock, and barrel, and I mean to go all the way. I'm not turning back now. I'm a looking for streets of purest gold. I'm a looking for a river of light. I'm a looking for gates of pearl. I'm a looking for that blood-bought man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah to God. Raise your little hand and say, thank God for the day that he called me, and for the day that he saved me, and for the day that he drew me, and he put a vision down in my heart.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed
be God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The day that he saved you. I'm going to tell everybody in this house, you can have it today.
Amen. Come on, brother.
The flame may flicker.
Come on, brother.
Woo! Don't let the fire go out.
That's right.
Your troubles, come on. I know there's people sitting right here under the sound of my voice. You're carrying burdens. You've got questions. You're wondering. And the devils are fighting you. You got mind battles.
Right.
He's trying to make you weary.
Lord
in heaven. Come on, sweet Jesus. I mean to go all the way. I want to see him. Hallelujah. In his glory. Abraham was strong in faith. The Bible speaks of great faith. Great is thy faith. I've not seen such in the land of Israel. When that man said to Jesus, just speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. You don't even have to come under my roof. Just speak it. My servant can be healed. Jesus said, I've never seen such faith in Israel. Holy God. The Bible speaks of no faith. Jesus told his disciples, he had just fed the multitude. Late in the evening. Sun's getting ready to go to hell. There's a multitude, 5,000 men besides the women and children.
Bless the Lord.
If you had added up the wives and the children, there could have been easily 15,000 people there.
That's right. Come on.
Easily. Disciples said to Jesus, said, send the multitude away that they may go into the towns and the villages and get them something to eat. Jesus said, they need not depart. You feed them. What? Five little loaves, two small fishes, and you're telling us to feed them? Ain't no way. Jesus said to them, disciples, go and tell them to sit down in companies of 50 and hundreds upon the green grass. Can you imagine what's going through those disciples' minds?
Come on.
Man alive. He means this.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus means this. He's going to feed them. And he goes and they holler out to that, says, sit down in companies of 50. You all right here, have a bunch over here. Almost 15,000 people sit there. Jesus looks up the Father and says a blessing over that bread and that fish. He fills up the disciples' baskets. 12 disciples. Can you imagine running? They feed this 50, they feed that 50, they feed that 100. How many hours did it take to feed 5,000 besides the women and children? And Jesus, after they got their little bellies full, Jesus said, go and gather the remains that nothing be lost.
Right.
The fragments that remain.
Yeah.
and they took up 12 baskets full.
Right.
Would that be enough for you to believe him regardless of anything else that came your way? Would your faith then be strengthened to say, Lord, I've never seen it on this fashion before in my life. I can see John said, watch that. I can't get over it.
Come on.
He just reaches down and he breaks it off and he just goes right back. He breaks the tail off on that fish. He goes back.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. He takes that bread and he breaks it. Fills up the basket. He keeps it breaking. He keeps it breaking. He keeps it breaking and filling the baskets. Peter looks at John and said, I've never seen anything like this in my life. He's the creator. He can make anything. He can make something out of nothing. I felt the Lord right there. It might look hopeless to you.
Come on, brother.
Your future and tomorrow might look like, how am I going to make it? How am I going to get through it?
Come on.
Oh, Lord. But God knows how to supply every need.
Amen.
He shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. How many knows that?
Amen.
God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye having sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. They fed him. A miracle. Jesus then looks at the disciples, said, boys, go down and get in a ship. And he constrained them. Constrained means he had to persuade them. Could it have been that the disciples already looked over the Sea of Galilee? Because they're real, real close to the Sea of Galilee. They looked over there and they saw the storm clouds gathering and getting real dark. They looked at one another and said, man, we've been in storms before. He's wanting us to get in a ship. It looks like this storm's going to be something. It's coming up out of the horizon. The wind's already picking up. Lord have mercy. He constrained them. They didn't want to go. How much ever been in a place I just don't? I'm afraid, God. I'm afraid.
Come on.
That's the time you have to trust God.
Amen.
He will never send you anywhere where his grace won't be with you. He'll never call you to do anything without him giving you the Spirit to help you and be with you.
Yes.
So they go down there. They get in a ship. Jesus gets on board with them and he goes down in the bow of the boat. He's weary. He's tired. Wouldn't you be?
Sure.
Ministering day and night, praying all night in the mountain, ministering and healing the sick, raising the dead. Would you be tired and weary?
Come on.
So he goes down. They get out in the middle, the midst of the Sea of Galilee. It's 8 miles across. In the midst of it, they was in the middle of it. They was out about 4 miles out in the midst of the Sea of Galilee. When all of a sudden the wind picked up and it started a storm, the waves beat, B-E-A-T, beat into the ship and filled the ship.
Bless him, Lord.
How many's ever had times in your life you felt like those pressures on the outside, God? The waters are hitting me. They're covering me, Lord. The floods are overtaking me. I feel the pressures, Lord, beating into me. What was it they did? They looked at one another and thought, for sure, they're going down. We're going to sink. We're going to go down. My Lord, they forgot the loaves and the fishes. They went running down in the bottom of that boat and they woke Jesus up and said, Master, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Oh, Lord in heaven, I'm going to tell you today that if you put your trust and faith in God, and if you really, really serve him, you'll never go down and you'll never sink. Your boat will stay afloat. Raise your little hand and Jesus is on board. That is it today. You've got to know that he's on board of your vessel. Hey, I feel the Lord, Brother Tom. You got to know that he's on board. You got to have him living in your heart. And if he's living in your heart, that don't mean that you ain't going to have any trouble and you ain't going to have any trials. The devil will beat you on the left, on the right. He'll lie to you. He'll tell you you can't make it and you're going to go down. And they looked at Jesus, don't you care that we're going to perish and drown? And Jesus stepped on bow of that old boat and he said, peace be still. And the waves became calm as glass.
That's what the Lord will do. I said, that's what he'll do if you'll trust in him.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
And the sea, the great storm, then became a great calm.
Yes.
That wasn't all that Jesus did.
Come on. Blessed Lord.
Jesus looked at his disciples. After it was a real calm, how is it that you had no faith?
Praise be to God. Come on.
How is it? I want to ask everybody in this building, including myself here today, what kind of faith do you have? Does the least little trial trip you up?
Come on, bro.
Does the least little problem that you have, does it get you down? The least little trouble that comes your way, you feel like God ain't even aware of you and God don't care.
Have your way, man.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
How is it that you have no faith? Listen, we're dealing with strong faith, weak faith, little faith, and dead faith. What kind of faith do we have?
Praise.
Slip your hand, Jesus. My Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I still believe. I still believe, Lord, in spite of my circumstances, dear Lord. In spite of what I hear the government doing, dear Lord, and how people are living, I still believe in God and I believe in His Son. No matter what comes my way, I believe the Lord is with me. I believe He's going to take care of His church. How many knows that Jesus will take care of His bride? He'll take care of the church of the living God. Well, praise be to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God.
Bless him, Lord.
It speaks of a shipwrecked faith.
Bless him, Jesus.
I want to say this. You may have failed 100 times in your life, but God loves you in every failure.
Yes,
Amen.
He does.
Glory be to God.
Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall, for I shall arise.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
I'm not quitting. I'm getting back on my feet.
Glory be to God.
Praise Him. Praise Him, church. Praise Him.
Hallelujah.
He shall keep thee in 6 troubles. Yea, in the 7th trouble, He will not forsake you. Hallelujah, God. He'll never walk out on you. I'm glad He never dropped me. I'm glad He never left me. I'm glad that He knows right where I am.
Hallelujah.
If you ever get to a shipwrecked faith, if you ever get to that point that you let the troubles and the trials and temptations of life shipwreck you, you may feel like your life is in 1,000 pieces washed up on the shore. And the devil will tell you you'll never sail the blue sea again.
Come on, brother.
But I'm here to tell you,
glory be to God,
that God can restore.
Amen.
A shipwrecked faith.
Amen. Come on, brother.
You come here today hoping you could feel.
Hallelujah.
You come here today wanting God's mercy.
Amen.
And wanting God's take.
Bless him, Lord.
His grace. One touch, God. Oh, Lord. Can I tell us here today, don't let people and circumstances and the cares of this life sidetrack you. Don't let the waves push you into the rocks. Thank you, Lord. Hey, God, speak to us today, sweet Holy Ghost. I tell you, Brother George, with all that's in my heart, Brother Thomas, all that within my heart, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I've had my faults and I've had my failures. I've tripped up. Hallelujah, I've got my knees. Hallelujah, bloody before. I've been out of joint. I've been down to the bottom. Hey, Lord, I doubted out before.
before. Hey, Lord, I've had my share of my ups and downs. But I'm telling you, God never walked out on me. He was right there the whole time. Hallelujah. His hand was reaching. I feel the Lord in the house. I said, I feel the Lord in the house. All you got to do is lift your hand up and say, Lord, help me. That's what Peter said. Hallelujah. He said, Jesus, right in the middle of that storm, and Jesus was a walking unto them on the waves, a walking. I'm telling you, when the waves are over your head, they're under his feet. Hey, he still is the master of the wind. He's the master of the sea. Raise your little head. It ain't too late. It ain't too hopeless. And you'll never get too low. What God won't reach down. Hallelujah. And lift you back up.
Bless you, Lord. God have your way.
Peter said, Lord, they first thought it was a spirit. They were struck with fear. Oh, God, we're going down. The death angels are walking right toward our ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boys, we've had it. The Bible said they toiled to bring that boat under control. And they couldn't do it, and the waves filled, F-I-L-L-E-D, filled the ship.
Bless him, Lord.
And all of a sudden, here comes somebody walking on the waves. Mm-hmm. And they were fearful. And Jesus said, be not afraid. Fear not. It is I.
Amen.
Ain't you glad that those times... in the worst storm that you could ever be in, when it is the darkest, you come to a church service, you've had a bad week, the devil's hit you, he's tried you, you're weary in body and mind, but you came right in those doors. Sister Shirley, you came in through the doors and needing the Lord's touch and needing his hand to move. Oh, God. And ain't you glad in those times that Jesus says, fear not, it is I. Fear not, I've come to your rescue. I love you with an everlasting love. My love will never run out. Praise be to the Lord. It's higher than the heavens. It's deeper than the seas. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad in that? Well, glory. Peter said to Jesus, he said, if that be you, he said, bid me to come to you on the walking on the water. And Jesus said one word. He said unto Peter, come. A C-O-M-E, a little four-letter word. Can I tell you, you can take your Bible, hallelujah, that you got at your house and that you hold on the seat next to you, and you can put your faith in God's holy word, and he'll never, ever fail you. I said faith in that word will never let you go down. Hallelujah. Peter said, bid me to come, and I'll come to you walking on the water. And Jesus said, come. And Peter went under him a walking on the water. And that is faith. I said, that's faith in God.
Come on, bro.
Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. How many could say, Lord, give me that faith that I'll launch out on your word and I'll believe you in spite of all the circumstances. The wind may be blowing and the clouds are dark, but I still believe. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Peter went walking to him on the water, Brother Tom.
He did.
And when he saw the winds boisterous,
come on,
he began to fear and be afraid.
Bless him, Lord.
He began to sink.
Glory be unto God.
And he cried out to Jesus. He said, Lord, save me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Save me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
Save me.
Blessed is the name.
The Bible said that Jesus caught him.
Mm-hmm.
Caught him. If you catch something,
The gravity's pulling it pretty heavy.
Bless him, Lord.
If you threw a ball to me up in the air and it's coming down fast, it's a going down fast, I would catch it. Mm-hmm. That's a picture of a lot of souls are going down fast.
Amen.
They're going down fast.
Amen. Come on, bro.
Before his head ever went under,
right,
that water and that wave,
Amen.
He cried out and said, Lord, save me, I perish. And Jesus caught him.
Yeah. God bless it.
You're right here today and God can catch you.
Come on.
You're right here. I don't care. Oh, Lord, I feel. Oh, God, I feel him. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord, I tell you, the Lord is trying to give somebody some faith today. The Lord is saying, believe on me. Hallelujah. I can catch you and I can lift you back up. I know where you were. You don't have to go down. The enemies are telling you, you ain't going to make it. You're going to drown in iniquity and in sin. Hallelujah. The devil's going to take you on down. But Jesus said, it ain't too late. It is not too late. You cannot get too far down that God can raise you back up.
Blessed is the Lamb of God.
Slip your hand and wave it to the Lord in the house. Everybody in here. Come on, Chester, get that hand up there, son. Hey, Lord, there's hope in God. I said there's hope in Jesus. Hey, Lord, it's a living hope, a living hope. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You can make it. You can do it.
Amen.
Hey, Lord.
Yes, you can.
Jesus said the devil's a liar. And he's a father of lies. Hallelujah. The truth does not abide in him. When he speaks, he's the father of lies. Hallelujah. But how many know ye shall know the truth? And the truth shall set you free. Hey, Lord, Jesus is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the Savior. He's the forgiver of men's sins. He's a lifter upper. He's a way maker. He's a heart mender. He's a fix it man. I feel the Lord in the house. I raise your little hand. I said it ain't too late. It ain't too dark.
Hallelujah. Come on, brother.
Glory to the Lamb. For God to reach down to you.
That's right, brother.
And to touch you and give you that assurance.
Thank you, Jesus.
That I am with you. I'm still your Savior and your Redeemer. Regardless what the enemy's done to you in your past, regardless of your scars, I want to tell you the number one thing that keeps backsliders from coming back to God. They cannot forgive themselves. Listen, from here up is my trouble. 99% of my trouble is from here up. It's in my mind. And that's where the enemy battles you. He tries to fill you with unbelief. He'll bring up your past to you and say you are unworthy. And God gave up on you. Hallelujah. He don't love you anymore. You ain't nothing but a failure. You got all of those scars. I'm telling you, God's got the ability to do something we cannot do. He said, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own self and will not remember thy sins. He said, I remove thy sins. He said, as far as the east is from the west, he said, so far have I removed thy transgressions from you. In another place, he said, I have cast all of your sins and transgressions behind my back. Raise your holy hand. If the Lord forgives, he forgives.
Amen. You're right, brother. Come on.
God don't remember your past. He casts them into the midst of the sea. Hallelujah. Into the sea of forgetfulness. But never to be remembered anymore. You got to forgive yourself.
Amen. Bless him, Lord. Oh, Jesus, have your way, Lord.
You got to forgive yourself.
Have your way, Lord. Amen.
You've got to forgive yourself.
Bless
him. Hallelujah. It behooves every one of us to say, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. God cares about me. Jesus died for me.
That's right, bro.
Hallelujah. I still am important. I still am important to Him. I am an eternal soul. And He loves me. Hallelujah. In spite of all that I've done, He loves me.
Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. She wants to come to the piano. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What kind of faith do you have? That woman, she went to that unjust judge. She said, I got an enemy. Hey, Mr. Judge, I've got an enemy. Yeah, I want you to avenge me, take up for me, because I've got an enemy that's against me. Oh, Lord, at first the scripture said He would not. But afterward, He said, lest that woman with her continual coming, she weary me. And He granted her her request and put the enemy to flight. And Jesus said, shall not God, hallelujah, avenge His own elect, which cry unto Him day and night, though He bear long with them. Raise your hands to me, Jesus. He's a bearing with me. Hey, Lord, I'm a coming to You, God, again, and I believe. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is the name of the Lord.
Oh, Lord, oh God, oh God, oh God.
Lord, have
stand
you
with me, would you hear?
Praise
be to the Lord. Praise be to the Lord. God's in the house.
Jesus,
I said, Jesus is in the house.
Jesus,
you came here today. Oh, Lord, need that touch. You came here today. Hallelujah. God sees you. You came to feel something. You came to feel that touch again. You came to have that assurance brought back to you again. You're here for a purpose. Hallelujah. The devil did not tell you to come. You're here for a purpose and a reason. Brother George, why are we all here? The Spirit of God drew us here. Hallelujah. Your answer is God today.
Amen.
As she sings, as they sing here, hallelujah, play. And we've had a place to call upon God, cry to Him like Peter did. Oh, the miracles that the disciples saw. Hey, Lord, the miracles of healing. The miracles of feeding the 5,000. My Lord, God is still doing it. Come on, pray. Pray. I still believe God's word. Jesus,
He was asleep in the sky.
Pray, children, people are dying, people are perishing. The enemy of their soul is alive to us.
We're helpless, we're so afraid. Jesus, the most fearful call me.
Your vessel's filling.
You're thinking that you're sugar.
Thank you. You cried out for help from Song here, I really love this.